This episode is brought to you in part by Audible.com. With more than 150,000 downloadable titles, go check them out and get a free book on us. That's audiblepodcast.com/wow. And by Squarespace.com. At Squarespace.com, you can build a fantastic blog, portfolio, or website, or e-commerce solution very easily and simply. And you can try it for free. If you decide to stay, use the code INSTANCE1 and save 25% at Squarespace.com.
The question is, what are we doing here?
You are listening to the Instance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Instance. It's been too long. This is the Instance, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. And it is Friday, January 10th, 2014. Happy official 2014, everybody. I'm here. My name is Scott Johnson, and that's Dills. Hello, Dills.
Hi, Scott. Wait, this is the first show.
It is.
2014.
In 2014, I'm going to start calling you William Dills Gregory III, Esquire.
Okay. Well, cool? That is my name.
You cool with that? All right.
Cool with that.
Terpster should be joining us, although it may be a bit late. He's on this, some important business call and asked that he come in late if he comes in today at all. He should be here, though.
You know how them CEOs are. Well, they're on their own time.
They're in demand, you know? Yeah. They've got things to do, people to say. What? That's not a word. Huh? That's not a thing. I don't know what I meant. We had a pretty eventful holiday roll into crazy first of the month stuff, and things got a little bit nuts, and there was no show last week. We knew there wasn't going to be one the week of the holiday, but last week was kind of a fluke. But we appreciate you guys sticking with us, hanging in there, and showing up today live, a bunch of live listeners and everybody at home. Let's look forward to a fantastic 2014 that hopefully, sooner than later, will be filled with things like Reaper of Souls and Warlords of Draenor.
Yes.
Which, oh my God. Yeah, right? I mean, how excited are we for that damn expansion right now? I feel like this happens every time, every year we get around this point, and I just go, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely excited for, it's not that I've used up this content.
No.
That's not, I've been in that place before.
Yeah.
Before an expansion where I've actually used up the content.
You've soaked it all in, all of it, professions, end game, PvP,
done all the raids, all that stuff. I've definitely been there. End of Wrath was, definitely like that.
End of Cata for me was definitely my biggest sponge up, I think. I soaked that
you
thing
dry. You
felt
like you had done everything.
Well, yeah. I geared out. I mean, we didn't do a ton of heroic, but I had geared out normal everything. I had full tier set stuff, at the end. It was actually kind of the first time where I really, truly wrung that rag for all it was worth. And I kind of think, and I've made this comment on the show before, but I kind of think that that ended up being the case because overall, Cataclysm had less stuff to wring out. In other words, the larger player complaint was that, wasn't it, at the time?
I mean, that definitely... That was an expansion that definitely had that feeling of, okay, we're going back to the old world and there's actually not that much new stuff. And, it definitely had that feeling.
Yeah.
I think what happened with Wrath was that was the time when I was raiding six nights a week and, three different teams each doing two nights a week.
You were hardcore, dude.
Yeah. It was pretty insane. Mm. But also, I was playing three different tunes consistently. Yeah. So it was, it's just pretty much everything that needed to be done had been done at that point.
Yeah.
So that's why that one felt that way. For me, it was not the same with Cata. And that's probably indicative of how I felt during Cata, about the game. It was a little more stale than it had been, so I wasn't quite as motivated to do everything.
It's a hard piece of this to lose, though. I think it's a challenge for Blizzard to try to figure this out, and they've yet to totally do it. I think maybe this expansion has a better stab at it, but at the end of it all, after a BlizzCon, when all these new features are announced, there is a tendency in the July months, February, March, to kind of go, ugh, what am I doing in here? Because soon enough, there's this new thing, and my first three quests are going to be better gear, and I'm going to have this boosted character, so why do I even bother with alts? Think questions like that pop up in players' heads, and this is when people put things on kind of autopilot or they unsub and then resub later.
A lot of people, this is actually definitely like the unsub, especially once you hear what can be done with you know, with the new expansion, where it's like, oh well, I can just instantly have a 90. Okay,
yeah,
I'll be back later. You know,
right. See you guys in a couple months or whatever. But
you know, if you're not somebody who has a 90, which there's definitely still a lot of people out there who don't have high level characters, you wouldn't want to sit here and level up when you don't have to later. Right?
Well, there are players that want to do nothing but level up, and that's great because I feel like this is a good game for them. They sure. can just keep making characters.
They continue to level forever.
Yeah, and we've had people call in the show before to say, I'm on my fourth Warlock, which seems just crazy to me, but they'll just do a different race and try out new starting zones. But the whole goal of their 0 to 90 experience is to level another Warlock and do exactly the same class quest and everything else they did. Or maybe they get a little variety because last time they did it, things were different in the 1 to 50s or something. And so they'll go back and go, okay, now with these changes to the talent tree or whatever, now it's a different experience. But even then, it's like, really? That many? Like, two hunters seems crazy to me. I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do it either. I got one of each class because I want them all. All right. I want one of each.
Got to collect them all. Sure.
Not two. No, don't need two.
Well, in this vein, I mean, I had very little game time between the holidays and this trip to Phoenix and then just catching up on everything and launching a new show and just a lot of stuff going on. Oh, by the way, I think we would have won the podcast awards in the video game category, games and hobbies category.
Uh-huh.
Except that because the instance and the final score, both Frog Pants shows, were in the running, I think we split the vote.
Oh, yeah.
So we Ross Perot'd that election, and somebody else won as a result. Not to take it away from them. They deserve it. It's great. But I really feel like we hindered our chances. So I just wanted to say big congrats to FilmSack and to the two awards, TMS won, and to Brian Ibbett for Coverville, where we pretty much swept those categories, and Tom Merritt for his time on TNT. They won that award. But... the instance sadly walked away empty-handed, given the fact that we sort of split that vote, which sucks. Yeah. But anyway,
We didn't talk about it that much either.
We didn't push it too hard.
I barely talked about it.
We brought it up once or twice, and you know, I think we could have done it. Whatever. We won in 2009. It's sitting over there looking at me. That's all I need to know. Point is, what was my point? Oh, there's all that stuff going on. Those awards happen. All this stuff is happening, and I haven't had time for much of anything. Been kind of crazy town here, but. I don't know why. I couldn't explain to you why, but I did. I started an Orc Shaman. A brand new one.
Well,
a level 1-1.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you this. You rolled the right race.
Well, yeah. Duh.
Orcs all the time.
Every time.
Okay.
When am I going to do anything but? I mean, I looked at the troll for a second and then said, nah.
And you're like, no, come on. What?
I even looked at a dwarf for a minute. I went, whoa. You know, dwarves are all right. They're kind of cool. But no, I think like, Orcs.
If I had to be Alliance, if someone... You know, twisted my arm.
Yeah. I need the red hard dirt of Durotar. I don't need frilly jungles and islands. I don't need
a mustache.
Nope.
And yeah.
Although I'm not going to lie to you, if undead could ever be a shaman, I would have been an undead shaman already. Mm. I would have
been.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Partly because I actually think of the redone races or the models. I actually think the undead are looking amazing.
The undead really looks cool.
Look really hot. But anyway, point
the orcs look amazing too. So.
They do. So. I started this character, got him to like 5 or 6, and was really enjoying it. And it's all quests I know. It's stuff I've done a billion times. I've done other characters that aren't, you know, whatever. Over time, you know the area, you know the stuff. Even all the post-cataclysm changes, I'm familiar with all that. But I found myself really enjoying it. But then I get to about 6, and I'm about ready to venture out into the world, get out of that starting zone, and I go... And this is what, maybe a half hour of play or something?
Yeah, that takes no time at all.
Yeah, it's not that big deal anymore. But when I started to leave, like a voice in my head said, dude, you're going to get a free boost to 90 with this expansion. Why are you doing this now? Of all times to make an alt, when I've never had a shaman before, of all times to build a shaman out of nothing and start him, why now? And I did not have a good answer to my voice in my head.
I'll tell you why now, because... You don't know which one you want to boost to 90. You're only going to get one. So
good point.
You might as well try them out for a little bit.
That's a good point. I mean, a lot of people are like, I'll just buy them. And I'm like, you guys know that's not available as a thing yet. We have just theorized that perhaps one day you could pay for boosts.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to make sense, but there's no that will happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah. So I need to be picky is what you're telling me.
That makes sense to me is that you would, you know, roll a new, you know, it's like, okay, here's what I'm thinking about. About a shaman, maybe an orc.
All right.
Let's try him out. It only takes about a half an hour to get to level 10.
Right. I only get 2 or 3 skills, but still, you know.
You at least get a feel for what's going on. Yeah. So I think there's definitely a lot of reasons to try out stuff you haven't tried out. Because when you get to when Warlords comes out, you're going to get one free 90. So
I get
it's
one
good
shot,
idea to try things out and figure out what you want. I mean, right now for me, there's no reason to do any of that. I have one of each of those.
Yeah, you're
classes,
good.
So.
You're good.
I have an Orc Shami, actually.
I have plenty of kind of mid to high level stuff.
Yeah.
I've got a Warlock I love at 70 something. Or what, I can't remember now. But I don't want him. I don't want to boost that. That's a waste of a boost.
Sure.
Because 78 levels
boost
of hard work.
That you haven't done. That's what I said. I'll definitely be boosting probably my Goblin Rogue because I think he's only like 40. Whereas everybody else I have is like in the 60s to 70s at least.
Yeah.
That
fits within your goal, right? I mean, that's your goal. All of them, everybody at 90, and that's what you'll end up if you bump him up.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I don't really have that goal. It just kind of happens over time.
Yeah.
The Orc Shaman was actually my bank alt for a really long time. And then one day I just started leveling him. I don't know why. Like he always just sat in Orgrimmar and just sold my stuff.
Yeah.
And then one day I just walked outside and started killing boars and I was like, oh crap. And then I swear to God, he's level 80 something. Like he's, you know, he doesn't do anything. He sits in Dalaran right now.
Yeah.
And I just queue. I'll like log on to him for a second and, you know, sell some stuff. And then I'll be like, oh, all right, hit the I button. Let's do this. He's a healer.
I really like the story behind that. Just the idea that there's a story about this guy who stayed at the bank and just dutifully did his work.
Yeah.
And then one day his eyes were opened and he ventured out the gates and said, my gosh, there are boars here to kill.
He said, oh, I've had this weapon and this gear on this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize. I walked right out this door.
Yeah.
There was boars to kill.
There
out
are
there.
Boars to kill. And there are weird farmers with exclamation points over their heads. Yep. There's a weird cave to go into where stuff spawns too quick. This is an amazing world I wasn't aware of before.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just sit here and then suddenly an option to go join other players appears out of nowhere. And then suddenly I'm casting healing spells at them.
You forget how prevalent that is because you're not down the lower levels a lot. So when you go and start a new guy and you're like level 8 rolling around and suddenly you're getting 50, I guess you have to be 10, right, to invite or whatever. Is it there's even a limit now? I don't even know.
Well, once you get to 10, that's when you can start queuing for stuff.
Okay. And you get constant invites from everything from being my guild, our hot new guild. We're starting a hot new guild.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's.
I hate that.
I have them all in AIE because if you don't, it's like spam guild invites.
Yeah. It's an extra click.
Oh, really nice leveling, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I don't care.
Yep. There you go.
Don't want to beat your guild, bro.
So that's what I've been up to. I don't know what I'm going to do. I really did like the time with the Shami and Shami. And I have said on the show before, I think that is going to be my boost. But if it is, at least I got a taste for it. But I don't know. I feel weirdly motivated to keep working on him. And I should stop because I'm just going to boost him. I mean, why would I keep going? Like, I feel like if I do another 10, 12 levels,
mm-hmm.
it's just going to be wasted because there's no way I'm hitting 90 before
but
the expansion.
But it moves so fast. I wouldn't. If I were you, I would just continue just to play him. It's not wasted time. It's fun.
If I'm having fun, that should be the determiner then is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we've solved my problem. Tell me how you're...
You get a full 90. I mean, you don't need to min-max that 90.
No.
Like just, you know, just like it's better to decide based on more complete information, which one you pick.
Yeah.
Than it is to just take a stab in the dark and then realize, oh my God, I hate Orc Shaman.
Yeah. I would still make a pretty strong argument for Blizzard at some point in the future if they want to continue to have people make new characters, boosted or otherwise. In fact, the one only boost thing kind of necessitates this in some way, but I think Blizzard should institute some sort of try before you buy policy. And that means if you are going to boost a character from nothing to 90, maybe let you go into an instanced area where you can test drive these characters. Bunch of mobs to kill, the full suite of spells to use, maxed out, good gear, whatever, just so you can go and learn and play and mess around before you make that big decision to click yes on whatever you're going to boost. I think that would be a really important thing for them to do. That's a huge piece of development, and I get that they probably don't want to do that, but at some point, if they're not going to let you do more boosting that as a mechanism to test things, then they have to have another mechanism for people to test things. Because if you think you want a Shadow Priest at level 90 and you do it and you're disappointed, you're done.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now, as of now, I mean. So they've got to come up with a way to deal with it.
You're done kind of. You can go level something.
You can, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can. Sure. You can.
It's the leveling process at this point from 1 to 90, especially once, you know, I assume that once we get Warlords that it's actually going to be much faster to get through Pandaria than it even currently is, where it's actually really fast now. I don't know. I still think if you make a mistake but you still love the game, it's not like life is over. You can definitely go from 1 to 90 fairly quickly.
It's a hard road, man. It's a hard road.
It just seems like a long way, but yeah, it's really not that bad.
It'll feel more like one when you're clearing out white quests because you have to get to the next zone to do more quests. Or if you are not a guy who wants to level via dungeons,
yeah,
which isn't the funnest way to do things. But even then,
well, if you've never leveled, then I wouldn't level via dungeon. I would level quest.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you need to see the stuff.
Yeah, see the content.
You haven't seen stuff if you've never leveled. So.
Yeah. Also, I should have mentioned this. The other thing I'm doing with the chamois, I'm reading all the quest text, and I've never done that.
Yeah, you're not going to keep that up.
I don't think I am either. I don't think it's sustainable.
I've tried to do that too. Yeah. I've been like, all right, dude, I'm going to read all this stuff.
Yeah, like I want to be immersed. I'm going to pretend these people are fully voice acted and, like, you know, tour styles cutscenes.
I'm
going
to read it in character voices.
Right.
In my head.
Yeah.
You'll do it for about 10 levels.
Yeah.
Then you'll get to one hub and you'll just be like, all right, add quest. All right, let's go.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it would be fun to be that into the lore. Like, I'm pretty sure that's kind of how Terpster did his initial characters, but if I remember right. But yeah, it's not sustainable over time.
Do read plenty of stuff when it's the first time I've seen things, yeah, but you know, I've seen a lot of this stuff so many times, and there has been stuff where I'm like, I've never read this particular quest text.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this quest before.
Yeah,
but I'm not exactly sure what's really going on here.
God, what a cool little mini story I missed the first five times through here.
But so, there was a time when I had to read the quest text. I mean, do you remember when there was no way to point to what
you needed
to go
northeast of the camp, you'll find the something something.
Yeah, you had to look for the hint in the quest text to figure out where the hell I was supposed to go.
And sometimes that still wasn't quite enough. You'd have to ask your friends.
Sometimes I just had to give up.
Not do that quest. Sure.
That quest is not happening.
There are people who lament the loss of that part of the game.
Yeah,
I don't know if I do or not. I kind of appreciate it for what it was when it was, but I think that the game would be far less accessible now if you made it made it difficult for people to
just
work through it.
As much as I think back on those times and think, yeah, that was cool. There was definitely something to that. It's the same kind of feeling as like, oh man, you remember rotary phones? Oh man, that was cool,
man.
They
were the best. They were so cool.
That sound, I love that sound when it's just clicking back and but the thing is, no, I like my iPhone better, dude.
Remember those corded,
really like my iPhone.
Corded phones where you had to go hide in the pantry to talk to that girl because everybody was in the room.
You remember when you actually had to talk on the phone? Man, I hated talking on the phone. Just text me, bro.
Yeah, nostalgia is a funny mistress.
And, you think that it was like so amazing, but I remember being so frustrated so many times.
Yeah.
I think it was a huge leap then.
It was a giant leap then for what it did. And it was already miles ahead of any of these other games that were trying to do this in terms of accessibility. It's just that it evolved and became more accessible over time because even, you know, you make mistakes. Why are we not keeping the old models? Because they're starting to look bad. Why are they starting to look bad? Because that's what happens over time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, to me, it's just the normal progression. But part of me, well, I'll tell you what, it is nostalgia. That's all it is. Part of me just wishes I could relive that experience of walking into Thousand Needles for the first time. Just going, oh my gosh, look at this freaking place.
You walk into it now and you're like, what happened here?
Yeah.
It's full of water.
Jeez,
yeah. No, I remember that being pretty incredible too. Or you know what I always thought? What was the place that was right outside of...
out of Needles, the flats there, the flats.
Yeah, the flats. Yeah,
yeah. That's now the big Steam Weedle cartel people, whatever. They get their boat out there, and
I used to love that spot. Like, I would always I would just go there and just like run around killing mobs out there. I don't know why.
The racetracks, cool, all that stuff, were based on inspired by the Salt Lake the Salt Flats out here where I live. Just like that, big giant bowl. Flat. Well, you've seen the intro to Knight Rider. You know.
Sure.
Just a big flat sea of it looks like snow, but it's just salt.
And I've hit a golf ball off of the salt flats.
Oh, it's amazing.
About the salt flats. Yeah.
Did you out there and hit a golf ball? That's rad.
Yeah. Although you shouldn't do it because if the club digs in at all,
yeah,
you could probably break your wrist. It's like it
and
doesn't
ruin your club.
It doesn't give.
Yeah,
it's like you just suddenly, like you just suddenly like just took a stick and just whacked into like cement.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's not a good idea.
No, it's why they do drag races, because it's straight up. It's basically nature cement.
Yeah.
So tell me about PvP. You've been doing a lot of PvP generally. We've been talking about that, but you're all geared out and kind of way back into that. I remember back in the day, there was no separating Dills from PvP. They were kind of synonymous with each other. And then there was a time where you kind of not so much, but now you're all back, man.
Well, I mean, I've always done some PvP, but I guess what you know, the difference is when a new season would come out, like, would you get all the gear? Were you that kind of PvPer? Like, would you actually get all the upgrades every season?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of fell out of that, you know, being that intense about it.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, I just started queuing for BGs again. And next thing I knew, I had a little crew of people, and we were all queuing together. Mm-hmm. And I've actually now got full PvP gear. Not all of it is the 522 stuff, but
right.
I get, you know, I've got all the tier pieces. I got the 522 weapon. Everything is specced out so that I can be badass, and I'm just killing it now. It's amazing.
You doing arena as well, or just?
Yep, doing arena twos, threes, and fives.
Wow, geez.
And actually, arenas now is awesome because you don't have to have like a team. You basically just grab a guy and you queue up for twos, and then you have your personal rating. So it's less complicated. I remember when we had a fives team before, you know, we had to have like seven guys on it. And then if five of us were on, we all had to be like, you know, wanting to do it that night.
Yeah.
Sometimes people were like, well, I'm just trying to farm some stuff up. You know, I wasn't actually going to do that tonight.
Yeah.
So it was just more complicated before. And we weren't ever, you know, like a team, like that was what we did. We were all just guys on a raid team who then we're like, let's do arena, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's always like one guy who's like, I have no gear, but I'll come, you know.
That's great.
So now you don't need that. Now you can just, like, if you go stand by the PvP vendor,
yeah,
people will just approach you and be like, I'll pocket heal you. Let's go do some arena.
Wow.
That
didn't used to be that way at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you used to go down into the sewers to do your arena and stuff, so you'd see the guys who are doing it.
Dalaran sewers, yeah, right.
But you know, it's now it's just more, it's just easier to access everything, and yeah, I'm just having a ton of fun. I mean, it felt very difficult again to get back into because it's just it's PvP, it's tough. You know, everyone else has the gear at first, and then you don't. But what I love about it is how fast you can get the gear this time around. But also just how you feel stronger each piece you get. I mean, it's noticeable. Like I'm at the point now where I have like 45% PvP power, which means I'm doing 45% extra damage to players.
Yeah.
And it's, oh my God, it's noticeable. It's
really?
Like, yeah. I mean, at first I was like, I can't kill anybody. Yeah. I just cannot kill. I'm shooting you so much and you are not dying. And now it's just like, holy crap, that guy went down in a heap. Like yeah. It's amazing.
Well, that's good. So you're getting all you want out of that. That's fantastic. And your golem's almost done. Yeah, I know you're still working on
that. Yeah. So that's, I really want to make it myself. So I'm on my way. I got like 15 more days maybe. So I'm, I guess, about halfway there.
Yeah, it's awesome. You will have the satisfaction of knowing you built that effing thing. And I will have the satisfaction of knowing that I am the Paris Hilton of World of Warcraft. And my and it's like my daddy gave it to me. So, I like that contrast.
Different strokes for different.
Yeah, you earned it, damn it. You're a true American is what you are. Mm-hmm. You earned that business. I just said,
like
gimme,
Hulk.
Gimme. Yeah, you're like Hulk Hogan, brother.
Yeah.
All right, time for the news, everybody. Let's jump straight in and see what we got today.
Big news of the week.
Big news.
Big news this week brought to you by our friends at DoghouseSystems.com. DoghouseSystems.com, sponsoring the show for a number of years now. And as we enter into 2014, I still think it's kind of the year of the PC, man. It's as exciting as new consoles are and all this stuff going on in games. The PC has been the thing that all throughout the holidays, I ended up with a PS4 and I got some cool stuff and I like that thing and it's great. I didn't get an Xbox One yet because honestly, in both their cases, there's just very little going on. There's like no real major games till March. And Meanwhile, my PC's over there pumping out constant releases. Here's something new. Here's some giant mainstream huge budget game. Here's a tiny little indie thing you never heard of. Here's 14 more games that were inspired by Minecraft. Here's this other thing going on. Oh, guess what? You're playing Hearthstone, WoW, and everything else you like on there. Just the constant giver and never wants to take back from me, my doghouse system. Go get your own. Check out the configurations. They're all awesome. If you want a notebook, they got you covered. If you want a desktop, they've got that as well. And it's affordable as well. Great warranty, great service, great all of it. Doghouse Systems, use the code at Henry at checkout. Get free double the memory on whatever machine you pick up. Free double memory at Doghouse Systems with the code Henry. All right, let's move right into this. World of Warcraft users warned of potential Trojan that steals account and authenticator data.
What? Yeah. This freaked me out a little bit, actually.
It should. World of Warcraft, well, you have been the most hacked of all of us. In the history of the show. By being hacked one time.
Yeah.
And it's the one big fail swoop violation of your everything, you know? Mm-hmm. Like just boom, here we're taking it all. Your dude is naked. You've got nothing.
All your dudes are naked.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bad feeling. And as much as it sucks in real life to have your car broken into or your house robbed or something, there's still a little piece of that weird, I have been totally violated kind of feeling that comes from getting your account hacked. And wow, even though Blizzard, you know, pretty quickly helps people out and gets them fixed up and stuff. It's still that.
Yeah, it's true. It's still, I mean, it made me quit the game for a while.
You soured you quite a bit.
Playing. I remember that. I just was like, nope.
Like, I don't want to do that thing. That's pretty funny. But then you became a professional billiards player during that time. And
That's true.
So it's not like Dill went and wasted his talents. He moved right on to the next thing to dominate. World of Warcraft players are being advised to be vigilant as a dangerous Trojan. That could potentially compromise their accounts, and even if they are using a Battle.net authenticator to protect themselves, according to a post on Blizzard's forum, they said
that's
this.
That's the part that freaked me out.
Yeah, that's the part that's weird.
I was like, no. Because I still get the dumb emails that I know are phishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, your account is under investigation. Like, contact us and send us this.
Send us your username and password,
it's
right?
It's not. Yeah. It's not under investigation. Shut up. You're not Blizzard.
Yeah. You and I know the difference between a real email and a phishing email.
Yeah,
so
but this
we can
this,
deal.
Yeah, this just that line like of even if you have an authenticator, could be screwed. I'm like, what?
It's basically a keylogger piece of malware. It does this, stealing both your account information and the authenticator password at the time you enter them. Both the mobile and the physical mobile.net authenticator are identified as at risk. So even my little key fob I use, I don't actually use the phone app anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I quit using it some time ago, and I'm not. I don't have a problem with it. Like, it's not. I didn't quit using it because of that. I quit using it because I switched phones. I think it's when I moved over to a 5.
Oh, yeah. And, well, okay. And you generally get like the new iPhone every time.
Yeah,
right?
Although I don't know if I'm doing that next year. But usually I'll get the new one every year. It depends. Yeah. Like, I'm on a family plan, and when we have it staggered, so somebody will go. You know, their contract will be up before somebody else in the family. So if my daughter's phone is up, I'm like, sweet, I'll use hers. So I'll get my new phone based on hers. And then she gets, you know, because we're not buying the kids new phones. Forget that. Jeez.
Yeah. What the hell?
Am I crazy?
They get the old phone.
Yeah. And we pass this stuff down. Come on. Anyway, watch out for it. We'll have a link in the show notes. Polygon was where I found the report. And they give instructions on how to be aware of what's going on and all that. But generally, if you are keeping things up to date and aren't, you know, going to a bunch of freaking malware known sites and installing a bunch of unknown Minecraft mods and things like that, you're probably in much better position. Like, I don't do any of that. I straight up use this machine to game and capture and stream on. And, you know, everything's always up to date. I check drivers every day. Like, if there's a new driver for my video card, I get it. If there's a new update for Microsoft, I download it. If there's a security warning, I fix it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're staying vigilant, you should be fine.
Yeah.
But watch out, man.
Yeah, it's. I think it's fair. I think the storm has subsided here. I mean, I think we're good. Yeah. But it sucks for all those people who got messed with, man.
Yep.
I hate when these when it's newsworthy that it's, you know, it's like with the whole PS stuff that happened and wasn't it recently I can't remember who it was. It was some company where the credit cards.
Oh.
Was it Target or something? I can't remember.
Oh, crap. Now I don't remember. It seems like you're hearing more and more about them. But yeah, somebody's...
Just these big, giant, massive hacks. We're like, okay, they got thousands and thousands of people's credit card
information. Oh, and then the recent one was not that this affects us or people we know very much, but the what's that name of that? Snapchat stuff got exposed.
Whoa, so, for real?
Yeah, and Veronica Belmont's Snapchat username and password got exposed.
All my pictures of my junk, man. They're out there. I know that they keep those pictures.
Dude, your penis pictures. Listen, if for anyone out there, let me just say this one piece of warning, and this is not a paranoid old man talking about the internet, okay? I really believe this is true. Okay. If you people out there, anybody out there using...
What do you mean you people?
You people. Anybody using Snapchat, if you are under the impression that those pictures are not stored someplace...
Yeah, that they actually are temporary and they're gone forever now.
You're smoking the crack.
Yeah.
All of you. You shouldn't assume that. Now, go ahead and send your junk all you want. I'm not saying stop. I'm just saying be aware of how dumb you're being if you think they're really just deleting them. There's no way.
I do it the old-fashioned way, Scott. I take a Polaroid... And then I stick it in the mail with, you know, wrapped in a crisp $20 bill. And
wow, a 20. Off. What does the 20 accomplish? What's that part for?
Well, you know, it's just, you know.
Okay.
Some guys need a little extra help.
Just a little pepper on the meat.
Yeah, just a little. Come on. You like this.
Sure. So I asked Veronica, how do you feel about having your thing stolen? She replied.
How about a booby?
All right, great.
Okay.
She said that.
As she does. Current
geek last week. All right, moving on here. Let's see. Oh, Blizzard offers a new customer service callback service. Check this out. On Thursday, January 9th, this was yesterday, Blizzard is launching a new callback system for players who need a phone support. This is a big change from their traditional phone support. They say this, so we wanted to provide some details about the service, and here you go. How will the callback system work? Instead of calling a number and potentially waiting on hold for support, you use the support site on battle.net to set up a callback. Just enter your information about the issue along with your phone number. A game master will give you a call back right to your phone. Now, this doesn't seem all that different than, you know, other people do this now. Like, you'll call their system and it'll say, wait for somebody to pick up your thing, or leave your number here and we'll call you back.
Yeah.
Like, my ISP does that if I need help. So
that's
not
pretty good.
You're not breaking any ground here, but, you know, it seems like an okay thing. They go on to say, what will happen to Blizzard customer support's existing phone numbers after the change? Our phone lines will no longer present their current menu system and will instead play a brief message directing users to the support site. So the way that thing's going to work is you need to use the site, bottom line. If you call the number, they're going to point you there. You need to go. And trust me, if I get any of this wrong, we have friends in support who will let me know. But I think the way it's going to work is this is the new support system. Like you will get a call back. You're not going to call and wait on hold. So
yeah,
get
like
it
basically,
out of your head.
There's no reason to pick up a phone and call. You just go say, call me.
Yeah.
And that to me, as someone who works in support, this makes a lot of sense. I mean,
yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How is this a thing that, I mean, is this kind of a trend? Are people thinking about adopting this kind of idea?
So first of all, one of the big things in support is just having records of what the hell is going on. Mm. And when people call and you just pick up the phone and start talking to them and figure something out right then and there.
Yeah.
You basically have no record of it then. Like it's a thing happened at some point. We don't know when or how or what. So that kind of sucks when it's time to figure out when it's time to do accounting, basically.
So it's like that's data
you
can't. What's
going on with the site.
Yeah you can't parse that. It's like if I called you and said, oh, my whole thing won't work. And you say, all right, well, let me try to. And then I interrupt and go, oh, wait, it just came back on. I'm good. And you hang up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what just happened? What was going on?
Yeah.
Well, and so like a lot of times I'll get someone who's like, your site is broken. Fix it.
Right.
And you're like, cool, man. Thanks for all the information. You know, you just support is all about. You need information. You need a lot of information. You need specific information. You can't, you know, sometimes people will say, this doesn't work. And then you're like, well, let me ask you this question. What, you know, what operating system and browser are you using? Oh, you're using Windows XP and you're using Internet Explorer 5.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably your issue right there.
Yeah,
you know,
we're
it's
getting
just,
somewhere.
You don't, you cannot support somebody, especially with modern technology. With incomplete information. So support is it has to be very specific and you have to keep records. You have to know what the hell's going on because if you find out that there's a specific browser that's causing problems, you need to know about that, you know? So the more records you have, the better. And keeping everything in one place is better. So that's the other problem too, is having too many channels for support.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Oh, five totally. Different places. Totally. Terpster completely agrees.
Yeah.
I completely right? agree. I don't know what with, but I do.
Mm-hmm. I hope too many channels, from- right?
Terpster.
Is that it?
That is a dangerous that is a dangerous thing to do without knowing what we were agreeing
especially
to.
Especially with deals as well. Christ.
Yeah.
Could have got really...
Really, Terpster?
Really...
You really think that?
Oh, wow. No, yeah. We were talking about this new support system. Blizzard wants you to call via, or you go to the website, put in your number essentially, and then they call you back.
Yeah. I know, it's amazing, isn't it? I kind of feel like, yeah, you know, good. I'm going to do it just because sometimes I get lonely.
Mm.
And, you know, I'll just do it, and then my phone actually gets to ring. And I'd be like, oh, I wonder who could it be at this hour, I'll say to myself.
Well, how do you know? Okay, no, this brings up a good point, though. How can Blizzard filter out the legit and just a dude who wants to prank or bug or piss off Blizzard?
Well, you need to know that they'd phoned you. You'd phone Blizzard first, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's the thing. So I couldn't just phone you up and be like, hello, sir, Mr. Johnson, this is Blizzard returning your call. And you'd be like, but I didn't leave you a call. Oh, really? It's just that apparently we checked your character and you suck. Oh. Yeah, it's going to be a very hard thing to prank on. But if you know your guildie's done it, and you have your guildie's phone number, good times are coming.
That's what I'm saying.
It's be like, according to our server, it shows you've bought gold and we're going to have to ban you.
Mm-hmm.
Police have been notified and they're on their way. Yeah. And you're just like, no, please.
I mean, they're probably going to ask for things. Like, Dills, you have to probably deal with this where, you know, you've got a system set up where you've got to ask certain things that only they would know, like last four digits of your what or, you know, your credit card or something like that. I mean, is that how you guys filter people out?
Somewhat. I mean, basically, there's just certain things that if someone asked me to do, we're just like, well, I'm not going to do that. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, will you delete my account? No, I'm not going to delete your account. Who the hell are you?
You go delete
some random dude just called me and is like, you know, has a problem with some podcaster or something like that. Calls up automatic. Yeah, delete his account. Okay, cool.
Great. Go on. He sucks. I'm getting rid of him. No problem.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, it seems totally sounds
legit. You know.
Yeah. Terpster, by the way, welcome. I'm glad we were able to get you for part of this.
Sorry I'm so late.
We missed you.
It's all right. You got business. You got stuff. You got things to do.
It's business time.
Yeah.
It's business time.
We haven't all been able to.
It's over now.
We haven't all been able to hang out and do a show or anything. Well, I mean, I saw you on Current Geek last weekend, but we haven't been able to do anything since the charity thing. Yeah. So
exactly. It's been too long.
2 weeks, something like that. Maybe a little bit more. I don't know.
Yeah, which was incredibly fun, by the way. Although, I am going to say, Terpster, anybody who's in my stream has heard me rant about Murlocs, so I'm sorry if I said things that indirectly may have affected you.
No, everyone's really good. I'm like rank 12 now or 11.
Mm. Yeah,
and just Murlocs. That's all you have to do.
Mm. So, is that still the prevailing thing if you go in there?
I have an issue with that.
Easy.
Okay, now Dills, I know this isn't the Angry Chicken, and I know you guys will go into this in more detail there, but I think it's only fair that you please explain why, because you were hot on Murlocs for a while. Right? Are you
hot
not
on
so?
Them?
Are you not so much now?
Well, like
you
hate on them. Hate on them.
Hate on them.
I was.
Okay.
He hates them. He still hates them.
All right.
Yeah.
Why is and that? What's the problem with Murlocs? What's going on?
Well, the problem with Murlocs is it is the cheese of Hearthstone.
It is the Zerglings.
Stinky cheese of Hearthstone.
Sure. It is a beautiful.
But beautiful. I understand the reasoning. Okay. I still don't think though. That when I get to rank 2, that I should suddenly be seeing nothing but Murloc decks.
Yeah. It's just
like, really? Still?
Probably diminishes the quality of the experience for people who are trying to not play the cheese deck.
Scott, all I'm saying is if the stars align, you're going down.
Yeah. It's pretty insane.
It had like the best like starting hand in the world, and I went second, which is just the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And I just completely dominated this guy.
By like turn 3 or 4, if everything just happens perfectly.
I did it on turn 6 after a Tauren Chieftain, I am Murloc, and then I had old Murkai, and it was just everyone was just cheering. I was just amazed. It was just beautiful. I've never been so proud of myself for something that required.
I smell a major nerf coming.
Well, I don't know.
Is this what TCGs are about? It's about synergy, Scott, and that's just like the obvious synergy because they all say Murloc on the bottom. Like, there's other synergies in the game.
Everyone thinks that they figured something cool out. Like when they first discover Murlocs, they're like, "Oh my god." Wait a minute. And then they're like, I type Murlocs into the search thing. And look at all these. They all do things to each other. And, you know, it's like, no, everyone already did that.
There are other minions. So couldn't somebody in theory kind of equivalency their deck to be like a Murloc deck, except it's a bunch of other card types that do the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. And you'll find that they'll be, you know, more efficient in different ways.
There's a reason though that no one's really like won a bunch of tournaments with Murloc decks. They're great for starting out, and definitely like, yeah, the stars align, boom, everything's good, but you can easily not get those draws, run out of steam. They're not like they're just not going to be consistently good over all decks, basically.
Okay.
It's like I either win really fast or I lose.
It's like a really nice frosted cake until you realize most of it's made out of styrofoam underneath.
Yeah. But this is why, like, when you get to the top levels, you see these really complex decks that have answers for everything, and I can beat any kind of deck. You know, that type of stuff is what you start to see. But for whatever reason, the night that I got to 3 stars on rank 1, all of a sudden, all I saw was Murlocs.
Before you go legendary, you have to face the Legion of Murlocs.
You got to kill Murkai like 15 times to get the legendary.
But what I think is great, though, because it's such an iconic thing within Warcraft.
No, it's
like
true.
The Murloc, since World of Warcraft, is just this beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, the sound of a Murloc sends chills down my spine. Mm. Always has, always will. Mm. And I love the fact that it's just the way that Hearthstone's opened. It won't be like that forever. The next expansion to Hearthstone, when they add a new thing and it's, you know, here is a Warcraft, was this one, it'd be like, you know, Beyond the Dark Portal, and you know, we've got, you know, Death Knights and other things to play with. There will be something else, and everyone will be like, oh, Murlocs suck now. You want to get this.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta play Hosen now, man. Hosen.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll get to enjoy all of those kind of things as the game catches up with the other game. Mm-hmm. It should be good fun.
Are there any Hosen cards right now?
No.
Okay. No. All right. No minions or anything.
No, there's King Mukla, whatever, the ape.
Yeah.
And he gives you bananas.
He's from the crater,
right? He gives your opponent.
But yeah, he's from... Yeah. Is he from Gungurl Crater?
Down in the Gungurl Crater, I think. You had to go and deal with him, and then he had the robot version of him or something down there.
I wasn't sure if it was Stranglethorn, Vale, or thingy. Someone could tell us. Chat channel.
Yeah, King Murloc, or King Mukla.
King Muckluck.
Buckluck, whatever it is.
King Muckla, yeah. It's Stranglethorn.
Is it the Stranglethorn? Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I picked up Frank. That's where I tamed Frank, my tanking monkey.
Again, how you come up with these names, Scott, is brilliant. I'd love it if, like, we found out, like, yeah, Scott's no longer going to be on the instance anymore. He got a job at Blizzard. He's now on their, like, story development team.
Yep.
And the next novel comes out. And it's just called Bill. And it's like, what? And Bill. It's like, oh, the epic tale of Bill.
Yes.
From the orcish tribe, the Greenskins.
Yes.
And it's just like, okay, cool. I can live with
it's
this.
It's coming, man. I've got Frank, I've got Henry, of course, and I've got Troy and Jeff. They all sound like a gang of white guys at a mall. That's what their names
are. Yeah, exactly.
Like.
Yeah, I can imagine all of them running security at a local Kmart.
That's about right.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the security team at a Kmart. Great. One final story before we get out of news, and that is this Chinese World of Warcraft crime group gets real prison time. So check this out. A group of World of Warcraft criminals, according to slashgear.com, in China has been sentenced to prison.
Place, though, in World of Warcraft?
This is, what would you say? What you were?
How are they World of Warcraft criminals?
Well, you'll find out.
Okay.
Sentenced to prison time in the...
Let me do something.
In the real world for operating a crime ring in the video game. The criminal ring reportedly had 10 members and all have been sentenced to time in Chinese prisons. It's pretty rough. The group received prison time for taking over, and here's the big bit. 11,500 World of Warcraft accounts and selling items and gold to gamers for real money. The criminal ring violated the Chinese regulations banning invasive access to, quote, ordinary computer information systems. Interestingly, though, this is an important point. The criminal ring wasn't hacking the computers of WoW gamers themselves. Rather, the group was purchasing the login information on the black market for around $1 per account. They would then get the gold and the virtual items from the accounts and sell them online. They earned as much as $108,000 in profit. Is that number right? Or is that $10,800?
$10,800 in profit. That's
kind of small, but whatever.
Well, I've seen bigger profits.
Yeah, right. The leader of the criminal ring received...
Right?
He received 2 years in prison and an $8,000 fine. Other members were fined as much as $1,000 and received a bit under 2 years in prison. Just shows China's willing to, I guess, clamp down on virtual whatever. And I don't know...
That's not just prison. That's Chinese prison.
Yeah, dude.
That is some serious what stuff.
Murder. What about you? Arsonin. You know, what about you? I stole World of Warcraft account information.
Yeah. Like, that guy, they're not going to have a good time in prison.
Don't you mess with crazy Chen. Yeah. He stole over 11,500 World of Warcraft account login information.
Over $1,000.
I think that is a loco.
Yeah, Crazy Chen is now everyone's girlfriend in prison. I'll say that.
I hope not. I reckon he's going to go in there, find the biggest guy, punch mm-hmm. him in the face, steal his account information, mm-hmm. and then just be like, now Crazy Chen King!
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't mess with Crazy Chen
Not if you want to keep prison. Your gold at level 90.
Exactly. I'm not sure how many hours you've invested in your account. But in prison, you ain't got much else to do.
No relation to Covetous Chen at all?
No. All but right, he does have the same voice.
Okay. Just racist either way.
I can only do the one.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right, well, there's your news, everybody. Not a lot, like we say, not a lot happening in the game, but you know, there's stuff
outside,
going on.
Keeping the game banged up because of it.
I know, it's crazy. It's insane.
How much more insane news do you need? Crazy.
You don't. You absolutely don't.
Scott,
right.
Do you reckon that you know if I hacked your account by just guessing your password and went to China, do you reckon they'd put me in prison?
Yeah, I do. I'm not only for that, but the bonus is you're not American, you're a Westerner, and they don't like those. They don't like them over
there.
Any
excuse to put me in prison,
right?
Especially one with as beautiful face as mine, mm-hmm. they'd love it.
Yeah, always showing your wiener on screen and things like that.
They'd know me when they see me coming. right.
World of tweets. These are Twitter tweets from people at Blizzard, and I don't even
Twitter
know
tweets. Oh, I don't like those.
Don't scroll anymore.
No.
Have you seen the new? I think Ian
is it Celestion or whatever his name is.
He's what's he called? He's on Twitter now. I followed him yesterday. I'll find out.
Oh yeah. There's a guy that's getting quoted a lot. Oh crap. We can find it real fast.
Ian has Costas, I can't say his name.
Yeah, I don't think it. I don't think it has the Mario tweak on the accent, but yes,
has it Costas?
Is that how you say it? Hold on,
that's how I'm saying it. It's probably wrong.
Okay, here we go. Blue so tweets. Here's one from. Oh, so there's Celestalon ones, and then there are ones from. Oh, I'm only seeing Celestalon stuff. Well, anyway, whatever. They got some new people. Let's just put it that way.
At WatcherDev. WatcherDev.
What does Dave Maldo do there?
Dave Maldo, I don't know.
He's also being quoted a lot, especially with class stuff. So I don't know what his role is over there. But
Dave Maldono, do you mean?
Maybe he's got it shortened on Twitter, so I could be saying that wrong.
Yeah, that is him.
What's his role? What's he do?
I think he is. I think he's part of the Quest team, isn't he?
Okay. So he's with Kozak and those guys.
I don't know.
Well, whatever. We're getting our heads around it, but it is interesting because I still follow Greg, obviously, on his new feed.
It says senior game designer.
Mm.
It used to be at Interplay.
He's at his 80s. He gets a discount at Denny's.
He was QA on Fallout 2.
Fantastic. Oh, that's great.
Interesting.
QA.
But yeah, he's lead world event designer. So.
Oh, wow. So that would be like, hey, there's a dinosaur stomping through the Timeless Isles. Let's go kill it. That guy. That's probably who does things like that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, here are some tweets. By the way, brought to you by our friends at audible.com. All right. Terpster, name a book. What's your favorite book right now? What do you like?
The Kama Sutra.
Perfect. I don't think there's an audio version of that, but that sounds amazing.
There is. Of course there is.
Is there?
Now, let's see. A book that is good. I would say, how about The Good Book Itself of Mice and Men? That's a favorite one of mine.
Okay, well, I'm going to just see real quick.
I like about Lenny and Dorge.
The Kama Sutra. Oh, there is a book. There's a few in here. Let's play a sample. Let's hear a sample.
Man, right. The period of whose life is 100 years, should practice dharma, artha, and karma at different times and in such a manner that they may harmonize together and not clash in any way.
I don't know what any of those things were, but they sound sexual in nature.
You could practice karma or sutra?
Dharma and Greg and sutra.
I honestly didn't know any of the different things. Yeah, so I'm already learning.
I know. Next. I had no idea.
I also didn't know.
I need to hear more.
The average lifespan is 100 years now. I didn't know that either. Well, anyway. That's a book you can get. There's a bunch of these in here, it turns out. You're totally right. There's a bunch of Karma Sutra books. I had no idea there would be like red ones.
There we go. We've got like a whole new thing that we've just enlightened people on.
We really have. So if that's your thing, then go for that. But
bag.
I'm more like, you know, science fiction fantasy guy. So there's plenty of books like that on here as well. One way or the other, audible.com is going to give you great stuff to put in your ear holes and listen to all the time. And we want to save you money and give you a free book just by trying it out. All you have to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/wow. That's audiblepodcast.com/wow and get a free audiobook of your choice from over hundreds of thousands of choices. Absolutely free. All right. Here's your tweets for the week. Someone says, I would love to see weapon skills removed altogether. This far into the game, lore cannot support the selectivity. The answer came back like this. There are significant gameplay reasons for weapon skills, not just lore. For example, loot distribution, among others. I'm not sure that's really that big a deal, though.
What are they talking about? Weapon skill is gone.
The ability to use different weapons.
Yeah, yeah. So they're saying like they want everyone to be able to use a dagger or something?
Or
that doesn't make sense.
Whenever I hear things like this, I always think about hunters not having the ability to use offhand weapons anymore or having a reason to use them.
Just melee weapons as well. You know, they can't
use any
nuts anymore, can they?
But the old, like, you're the only one that can use a mace thing, that's all gone now, right?
No. That's not gone. But you don't have to level your mace up. You don't have to, like, go hit a mob for a while until you're... Because remember, there used to be a time you would go out and just whack on stuff for a while because you got a new axe and you hadn't leveled up axe skill.
I forgot about that. You'd miss a lot and stuff.
Yeah. Using loads of just common items I bought off of a vendor in Stormwind just because it was cheaper, and hitting on Onyxia and her guards and stuff while, like, you know, Bolvar Four Dragon was tanking a lot of them and just being like, yep, I will level up my staves today.
Yeah.
Staves.
I think this is the deal then. What he's saying it's not a reference to that old thing.
He can't be referencing that. He has to be referencing the fact that you can only use a certain weapon.
Yeah, I can't
use axes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Like, he says, you know, he says the game lore cannot support the selectivity. Well, it can. Quite easily, because is it still a druid if it's, like, you know, dual wielding two-handed weapons or some crazy stuff?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
and it's like they say, loot distribution. Can you imagine everyone rolling on every item? I mean, even with the new, you know, loot distribution.
Yeah, no, it'd be. I mean, I don't want to see a rogue with a two-handed axe. I just don't want to see it.
You still don't even want to see it.
I don't see World of Homogenization where, like, everyone can use everything and it doesn't really matter what class you play.
We're already pretty close.
Yeah, they already made compromises in that way. That's true.
Yeah. So whoever asked this question, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I won't go as far to say you're an idiot, but you're an idiot.
Yeah, there you go. WOH is the new game. World of Homogenization. That's fantastic.
When I first saw that, I was just like, weapon skills. I have not even heard that word.
It's been a while since
those two words together.
I have no memory of this place.
Yeah, I'm like, that's gone. I don't think about that anymore.
Another question. Are darker nights still on the table? Lighting changes everything. And they said it's ultimately an art call with input from design. If they feel gameplay is negatively impacted, personally, I liked it dark. He says, a thing I don't think anyone cares about that much right now. Do they? Like the night cycles? Are you going, oh, man, it's
Warlords just until they can sort out this crucial and critical thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, definitely I wouldn't like to, you know, slow down any, like, artists from, I don't know, creating new race art and, you know, new playable characters or stuff that would actually make a really big difference to everyone game. I'd much rather they tried to make the night darker. I mean, I would like to reply to that of just, like, you know, depending on the make of your monitor, you'll probably have a gamma setting.
Yeah.
How about you just turn it down
a bit?
You
can make the night as dark as you want, man. Sure. Just
turn the monitor off. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh my God, it's so dark.
Just go to town.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, it's so dark. I cannot see a thing.
Has anybody ever tried that, though, by the way? Like, you've heard about the people who've leveled 1 to 90 passively?
There's an audio description mod that will tell you, like, you know, character attacked, you know, like,
so somebody should do that. They should be like the first blind level 90.
Oh, there's got to be somebody by now.
I know there's players who are blind. Like,
you mean they have to be not blind,
not
level
blind, but make their character blind. They're role playing blindness.
Okay,
they could be Illidan the Betrayer.
That's a brilliant idea.
Blind.
Yeah, no, I mean, we talked about the guy who's blind and has his buddy who, like, basically tells him what's going on,
yeah,
and then he plays and he, like, raids and stuff.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah,
But yeah, that would be an issue. Because yeah, there's the peaceful guys or whatever who'd never killed anything. The
pacifist players, yeah.
Have you heard about, what was it, the panda that never chose Horde or Alliance?
Exactly, yeah, he went all the way.
That's level 85.
Wait, yeah. I thought you couldn't go.
No, because he never left the zone.
Oh.
He
never
leveled up, you know, mining and herbalism.
What?
To
Seems like a good use of your time,
I
right?
don't remember that. That's great.
Yeah, he leveled up to, you know, I think he's still going. I don't know if he can do 90, but I think,
he'll boost it. Maybe he'll boost it.
No, well, I don't know. I think it's all legit as far as we say to date. Yeah. Crazy.
If
crazy
the expansion comes out and he can boost it, I bet he does. That'd be a hoot.
Well, no, I don't think he can because I guess you can actually post expansion.
Yeah.
But
now you can't, but when WoD comes out, you can.
I think it's kind of pointless, though, because all you have is this massively OP character that I guess you can gear up
starting zone, you
know, through the mailbox.
Mm-hmm. You'll never die, though.
Yeah, you would never die.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
But I like it, but it is weird.
It's really weird. So yeah, don't worry about Dark Knights. That's stupid. Finally, I'm a
player. I thought it was going to be a Batman question as well when I saw the Dark Knights.
I worried about that too.
Hunter Rodin
says, I'm a Hunter player for 5 years now. I know you ain't heading for a revamp though. I need to ask, will MM, SV, and BM feel different? Meaning, will any of those three specializations?
I know you ain't heading for a revamp. I thought that we were going to see a lot of changes to the Hunter.
I think they will, but
that was my understanding.
Not like a full on like focus is now your thing.
No, I don't think we're going to go back to mana or something. Like they're like, oh, now you're getting energy and combo points. Like, no, it's not going to be like that. But
yeah,
I heard that there was still going to be more changes. Like the Hunter, they just like to mess with.
Yeah, well, this is what they said. He says this is precisely our goal. We don't think that requires a revamp or an overhaul. Is what they're saying. So they're gonna. They
feel pretty different to me right now, though, I got to say.
Where are you? So what are you doing mostly with Dills, the character?
Well, survival and PvP, survival and PvE and marksman in PvP. But I don't know if that's right. That's just what I'm doing.
That's just what you're doing.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what we've always done, isn't it? Kind of?
Yeah, I don't know. Time. I just like the feel of survival in raids.
Yeah, I do too.
I like shooting off my explosive shots.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual top spec is right now. I'm not doing that kind of research anymore.
Not min-maxing.
No. You've heard it here first, by the way.
Crap to min-max.
You heard it here on the show. Dills, mark this on your calendar. Dills says he likes to fire off his explosive shots. He really
loves
that. Yeah.
Mm. I like to fire it off. I like to explode all over you.
Oh, jeez.
What? No.
Wow. This has got weird all of a sudden, but I am more interested. Yeah. I was thinking like, how to talk? I'm going to switch off. But now I'm wondering maybe I should have been listening this whole time.
Yeah, you should have paid attention.
No, yeah.
Instead of laying more Murlocs down on your virtual table over there.
Never mind. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, you may want to stop there. I think that's good enough time for Dan Cryer.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why? It's the Town Crier.
Oh, we're going to get emails from like people who said that my kids heard that in the car. That's fine. Fine. Go ahead and send those emails in.
I shot you with my explosive shot?
Yeah, it's totally fine. Bring it on. Squarespace.com sponsoring this part of the show. Get a great Vent or Mumble server right now at squarespace.com. And if you'd like to participate in this part of the show each week, you can do it easily. One way is to call us 206-202-3969. That's 206-202-3969. That'll send us voicemails and we'll play them on the show. Or you can email us at theinstance@gmail.com and your attachments are welcome there. Keep them short and interesting. That will likely get them played on the show. All emails today, all the phone calls were kind of terrible this week, so we're going to jump into emails.
Wow.
Ooh, burn, dude.
Right?
Shots,
no.
Fire.
Zing.
That's a voice. But.
Zing. So if you called in this week, you're terrible.
Yeah,
you
know. Kind of terrible. Marco wrote in, says, hi, guys. First off, love the show. It's got me through years of commutes, and I love it and appreciate you all. My question is this. Why the heck aren't they integrating Hearthstone into WoW? You could play at the inns with other WoW players. You could even have spectators if possible and expand the features to allow card trading. It seems like a no-brainer. What do you guys think? Say thanks, Marco. I think it's because the game is still technically in beta and this takes time. So
I don't think it's that easy.
I don't
Hearthstone
either.
Is a whole game.
Yeah.
It's not Bejeweled.
No.
Like it's not that simple.
The idea that you could go into an inn. Okay, here's how it could work. Okay, this is how I see it. You go to an inn, and let's just say that the game client itself is a little bit more lightweight because I don't actually think it is. That's a lot going on in Hearthstone. There's a lot of math.
Yeah, the last
and a lot of
update
graphics.
That I got was like 2 gigs.
Yeah, it's big. Not, It's a big game. There's a lot going on in RAM. It's not like a kind of game you can just
run. Lots of nice particle effects.
Yeah. And so it's CPU intensive, like any other game would be. So let's presume, though, that that's lighter weight than I think it is. There is this idea that you could go to an inn, plop down next to your buddy, and launch launch Hearthstone from within WoW, trigger that launch and play Hearthstone, and then have that go away and come back to the game. I think that's all possible. But Blizzard would argue with you, that's this little tiny motif moment of, hey, we're in an inn, and that's how we're going to play this, when really all you got to do is right-click his name and hit challenge in Hearthstone. You know what I mean? There's no need for all this facade.
No, that's just like a little, I mean, that would be nice, but I don't think that it's necessary or something that Blizzard's going to feel like putting time and effort into.
No.
When if I want to play Hearthstone, I just launch Hearthstone.
Because you're going to care once, and then it's like hairstyle. Yeah. It's like the salons in the game. You cared once, and then you never care. I mean, maybe you went back again later because you're sick of looking at your dude's head or whatever, but you just don't care about the barbers anymore.
They have the guys outside of the shrine who are like sitting there playing Hearthstone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it clearly when you look at it, that's the thing people think, obviously. Like, they're like, oh, man, how cool would it be if I could just sit down at a Hearthstone table? But then, I mean, I don't know. When you play Grand Theft Auto, how much time do you spend playing tennis? You know what I mean? Like, how much time do you spend doing these like little mini games that are always in these? Like, I remember, was it Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah,
like,
Liar's like Dice and Poker.
Like, yeah, and I just, you know, I'd do it like once, and then I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
God, there's no reason for me to be spending time on this awesome game doing this.
Yeah.
Little mini game.
If anything, it's just a matter of these are the idea that, ooh, it's in the world is cool, but it's not that cool. The cool part is you playing it. So,
It is cool, and I don't think that his idea is bad. It would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
but I don't see it actually happening.
But integration, like, now let's back up though. Some of his other ideas are pretty good. If I'm in the game, you and I are raiding one night, and we kill a boss, and I get some pretty awesome rare epic loot card off of him, and you get something you've got something I've already wanted, so I've got two of these now. I need to make a trade with Dills. Trading cards in game before you convert them to whatever, you know, right click them, which sends them to your account. And now they're in Hearthstone or whatever. That's a really cool idea.
First, they'd have to have cards that you could get in Hearthstone from WoW, which doesn't exist.
Which they don't now, right? That would have to exist. But assuming that somehow comes, I don't think there's any question that eventually there is some kind of integration that way. If they can give us a free card because we went to BlizzCon, they can give us a card because we downed Garrosh.
I don't think that they're going to allow card trading ever in Hearthstone. I don't think
there's no value for them in that.
No.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is there value in trading in WoW before you send that card to Hearthstone?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think the whole idea is it's an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can go out and achieve it yourself.
Right.
I don't think we're going to see like card like drops. I think, if you're going to earn a card in WoW, it's going to be something you had to do, and then now you have that card.
Okay.
Which means if the achievement is kill Garrosh, then you're going to get one too. Like, we're all going to have one. There's no reason for us to trade.
So I'm going to give. So this feels like one of those instance prediction moments. I'm going to, for the sake of having kind of devil's advocate, say that eventually we are going to see cards as rare drops in World of Warcraft. They may not be hugely impactful cards. The Torrent Chieftain things actually turned out to be pretty impactful.
Exactly. I think it would be more likely that we see them from bosses and or Darkmoon Fair, like the actual card packs you pick up from there. You know, if you could then have that translate into something that you had in Hearthstone, or like I said, you know, if you down a boss, for example, if we kill Garrosh in Warlords, maybe we get a Garrosh, you know, even though he's a hero. But maybe we get like a golden hero template or something for him.
Or you get 100 gold to spend on a pack or something like that.
I think honestly, though, anything that they create like that, there's always going to be, it's always going to be craftable just in Hearthstone. Because that's what they did with the Torrent Chieftain. I don't think that like they're going to force anyone to ever, like, basically you didn't go to BlizzCon, you can't have the Torrent Chieftain. No, they're not going to make it.
Can
that
you
way.
I didn't know you could craft that.
You can just craft it.
You just don't have a golden one. That's all it is.
He's just a legendary. You just craft him for
so maybe cosmetics is where you're what you're saying. Cosmetic stuff.
I don't think there's ever going to be a card in Hearthstone that you can only get outside of the game. I think it's just, I don't think that's how it's going to work.
All right.
Because it creates balance problems. It creates people get butt hurt because they're like, I don't play that stupid World of Warcraft. I play Hearthstone, you know, and they're not going to want that. So,
yeah. So,
I agree. I don't think that they should have that. I think I would love to kill a boss and have it drop a card.
Yeah.
I would love that because I play these games. I would love to beat Diablo and then get a card.
Well, like, what if you could do that and the card was craftable also?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The card would have to also be craftable.
That seems like that's a fair mix, I think, if they did that. I think they've got stuff in mind and we just don't know about it yet. So we're going to have to wait and see. But I think it's going to be more, there's going to be more of that than we think. So we'll see. Someone write all this down and then later we'll compare.
What about using WoW gold to buy packs? I don't think that's going to happen either.
No.
Because Hearthstone gold is much harder to come by than WoW gold.
Yeah.
It's like vanilla WoW gold. It's like when you say, I've got 100 gold, you're like, whoa.
Holy crap, yeah. Rich man.
Maybe they do something like 1,000 gold and no, they wouldn't even do that. It would have to be like 10,000 gold.
I feel like I was in my level 20s before in vanilla before I earned my first gold. I feel like that.
Possibly.
Like still, we're just on silver.
Yeah, so long ago, I can't remember.
Yeah. I just feel like it was very late, and when I first got it, and the little colored coin showed up, and it had a one next to it, I felt like I would just about crap myself. Maybe I'm remembering it
Maybe
wrong.
Maybe you've been playing for a long time, and you did actually crap yourself.
I may have done that. That's
true. I mean, I remember, you know, getting my epic mount. I mean, wow, that cost a lot. Yeah. The skill didn't.
Oh my god, that costs so
much. You know, my epic mount was actually a Stormwind Charger as a gnome, and you know, I farmed so much rune cloth and had people in my guild just give me rune cloth all the time so I could rep up with Stormwind to then be able to buy the charger, the steed or whatever it was, the white steed. Yeah. That was just crazy, and it felt like an achievement, and I loved it because as a gnome, my horse was bigger than any other horse. You know, they scale the mounts differently.
Is that how they look at it? Is that my horse is bigger than yours, not I'm way smaller than you are?
No, the horse is actually bigger. They scale the mounts. So
well, I know they do it with the Taurens. They still do that with the gnomes?
Yeah, the gnomes have bigger mounts than most. I think Taurens have smaller mounts than others, don't they?
No, because like when I stand next to a Tauren inside of his Sky Golem, for example.
Yeah, his Sky Golem is bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to say their bikes are bigger too. I'm not sure though. Maybe it's just engineered stuff.
It's all bigger. Yeah.
But definitely, like I said, the gnomish land mounts big.
Yeah.
It actually made me roll a warlock back then so that I could just, you know, summon my mount and not have to buy it.
Difference. Everyone was like, you can play a paladin as a warlock and you will get yourself like a free level 40 mount.
Yeah, you get the free mount.
Free. I might still have to pay something, but still, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I agree.
That was free. That was like, that saved you thousands of gold. It was whoa, yeah. Okay, yeah, all right. I will gladly fork over the time to re-roll.
Yeah, so I will be a warlock who I hate playing and I don't want to play, but I'll be that way.
You had to farm so much gold. Yep. It took forever.
Yep. I remember being jealous of druids for a similar reason because they just got to train it. And I remember, you know, it was a skill. I just remember just thinking, damn it, I want that.
Well, they could turn into a leopard.
That's true. Who wouldn't want that?
Or a cheetah. Cheetah. A leopard?
What's the fastest land animal? Leopard or cheetah?
Cheetah.
Okay.
But is that what they turn into?
I don't know. Right now they turn into trees and annoy me. So
I guess it would be cheetah form.
Thanks much, says Mo Jones, who wrote this. Okay, I suppose the question is for Dills. Go Seahawks. Why would he say that? You're not a Seahawks fan.
No, but he's talking trash.
Okay. Oh, there's a little smack talk. All right.
Yeah. Seahawks fans are so full of themselves right now. It's painful. It's painful. It's embarrassing.
Well, I see Mo Jones is just his character name. His real name is Douchebag Carl. I got it. He says, my schedule has changed such that I have a lot less time to play, and that time is frequently broken into smaller segments. I've always been a Raider, but that's just impossible now. I was thinking of taking my
hand
up. I thought
you liked the Seahawks.
Yeah, well, see? Exactly. I'm thinking of trying my hand at PvP instead. I was really into PvP during Vanilla WoW and not at all since. What class spec would you recommend for a new player? Something that has reasonable learning curve that will hopefully let me feel effective rather than a burden on my team. I don't want I don't want the FOTM. What's that mean? I don't want the
flavor of the month.
Flavor of the month. The way you wrote it looked like he misspelled something. overpowered spec, just something that's easy to get into, says Mo Jones on Hyjal US. So what do you tell a guy who just, because you're all in now, you're seeing who's going down and who's not going down. Like, what's the class to play?
Well, if you want something that's just always going to be good in PvP, it's tough to go wrong with Rogue. You either sneak around, pop up on people, murder them, pop back into the shadows, you know.
Get your strafing technique up, though.
It's all about the strafing
with those bastards.
It's, well, with rogues, for a hunter, it's all about running away and keeping your front to them, you know.
Yeah.
But if you want to really be effective, though, and you don't want to be a burden on your team, because sometimes the rogues are, like, look, they're having fun in the mid, just popping up and killing people, but they're not helping your team win the game.
Right.
So if you really want to help your team win, roll a healer. Pally healer is probably the best right now because, you know, pally healers can bubble. They can heal a lot. They have a lot of survivability. They wear plate.
Yeah. They look good. Smell good. Gosh darn
it. I've no idea what you're talking about, but yeah.
We lost Dills, so that's why.
All right. Okay.
I don't know what happened. His internet went weird, so we're calling him back now. I guess it's time to do drop of the week. Why the hell not?
The drop of the week.
This week's drop of the week brought to you by, I don't know who. It's not Squarespace this week, is it? No. I'll figure that out later. Is it Squarespace? Hold on. I got to make sure if it's Squarespace, because if it is, I should talk about those guys. And it is, oh gosh, that's a terrible sound.
What is that?
Is that Dills again? Oh yeah, it's that thing that his computer does sometimes.
Oh right, okay.
Remember that, Dills? You had to reboot last time that happened. Okay. Anyway, he'll call. I think he'll call back.
It sounds like you're talking just like your imaginary friend. Remember that, Dills? Oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh my gosh, it's doing it again.
Okay. Hang on, he's like a horse now. So clap one time for yes, two times for no.
Yeah, ready?
Is there anyone there?
Hello. Psh, psh, fireworks, firecrackers.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah, okay. I think he's I don't know what he is. Okay. Well, I guess he'll reboot. Cool. Yes, it is Squarespace. Squarespace.com. You want to make a great website. Let's say you're saying to yourselves, man, I want to have a site that's all about, I don't know, gnomes and how big their mounts are. Okay.
Yep.
That's your whole focus. You want to put video up there. You want to sell some swag.
It's the size that matters.
Exactly. That's what it'll be called.
Yeah.
And, or little people do it from underneath or something, but whatever it is, that's a terrible thing to say. I don't even know what it means. Go to squarespace.com and try it out. See if it's going to be a good fit for what you want to do. You want to sell t-shirts? Great. You want to sell mugs or something? Great. By the way, the Instance mug's up on the store right now. So you might say to yourself, well, this would be a good place for me to do that. So you go start the site, try it out. No credit card required. Ooh, firecrackers again. I think Skype took a major dump for Dills. We'll keep trying as we go here.
The 4th of July.
Yeah. So go there, try it. No credit card required. If you decide to stay, you're going to want to use the code INSTANCE1. That's INSTANCE1, and that'll save you 25% off your next fantastic experience at squarespace.com. So go check them out. We love those guys. All right, let's drop right into this. This is amazing, and I wish Dills was here for this because... Oh,
he is.
There he is. He's right there.
Okay.
You guys hear that in the chat room? That's amazing. I think he has to reboot. That's what I think. Okay. I don't think he's rebooted. The Diablo-themed concept art for Hearthstone. This is a Diablo-themed table, and it is amazing. Are you looking at this thing?
It's beautiful. It's kind of OP, though. You can play as Diablo. It's pretty
nuts. A little bit.
And it's got Skeleton King, Taunt.
Also, and, the perspective on the lower right-hand fountain thing is completely wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, the other three are fine.
Yeah, it's clever. It's very clever.
Yeah, but it's just basically, it's all dark and twisted and looks like a Diablo version of what you might play if you had a Hearthstone version of Diablo. And I just think it looks awesome and makes me kind of want that.
And they called it Soulstone.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, instead of Hearthstone.
Well, duh.
Heroes of Pandemonium.
The problem with that part's stupid, but... The Soulstone part, the problem with this is it's so smart that I'll bet Blizzard probably already, listen to this. If Blizzard was already planning to do battle card game set in the Diablo world, they're already going to call it Soulstone.
No, I don't think they're even, like, they might have thought about it, but they're so, you know, balls deep in Hearthstone. I don't think that there's anyone working on anything like this or planning or copywriting or anything like that. But it's not to say that, you know, they don't look at this and go like, yeah, that's pretty much kind of cool. But I don't know if they want to do exactly the same thing again for Diablo, if there's any benefit to playing with different art, you know, or if,
because really this is just a skin, isn't it?
It's just a skin, and maybe that's the thing. If you could buy a, you know, maybe a pre-order incentive for Diablo 3, you know, Reaper of Souls, you should get a Hearthstone board that looks kind of like this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I like
it's cool though. It's very cool. It's nice to see. Soulstone sounds great. If Hearthstone's for WoW and Soulstone's for Diablo, what stone would be for StarCraft 2?
Okay, hold on. It would be. Is there a stone word in that?
Sly Stone.
Sly Stone. Oh, there's Dills.
No, I don't know.
You don't sound like firecrackers anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible. Hold on, stone. There are no stones in StarCraft lore, are there?
Got stones, and it's just like a marine shooting a
Zerg stone.
Massive thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, a Zelnaga stone.
We talked about this on the Angry Chicken, and I don't want three games.
No, you can't do that. Think about it. Okay, the way you play, dude, if they came to you and said, okay, now here's a whole new battle card game, but it's Diablo-themed, that's too much.
No way.
For players.
But I would love it if Diablo and StarCraft were included. I would love it. I would love it if it was an expansion or something like that. And they said they addressed this at BlizzCon.
They did.
But they're not doing it.
Yeah. Which made me sad.
Sorry, guys.
I was a little sad.
Everybody.
Look, if you're going to put Elite Tauren Chieftain in there, I think you kind of could do this other stuff and get away with it.
Do whatever the hell you want.
Right. Yeah. Warcraft's famous for goofy crap in it. Yeah. So why not Hearthstone? Put some more goofy crap in it. Have one of them be a hero. It doesn't have to be the heroes, but have, you know, a minion or a rare card that's just, you know, Jim Raynor throwing down some smack and somebody saying never know what hit him. And
I would love it.
Yeah.
I would totally love it.
Totally love that. And that seems like a better reward than some of the stuff you get digitally now for going to BlizzCon or, you know, doing certain achievements or whatever that you get.
The guy who made this, by the way, apparently thinks that an 8-1 is a card that would be played 3 times on a board. I would never play an 8-1. Sorry.
Maybe those got spawned by something.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
What I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. That 2-2 like, in the middle.
That just seems like a terrible card. I'm sure it's probably overcosted. I would never play it.
Yeah.
Now that 6-12 though, on the other hand, holy crap, I would play the card.
I like
that
Diablo
card.
Is just fighting with all his boss, his mini bosses leading up to him.
Yeah.
Those are all his minions up there. Well,
by the way, I love Diablo right now, you guys.
Oh, me too, dude.
I know the game has its problems, but if you're just playing like single player through the campaign, it's really good.
No, it's awesome.
It's really good.
People can talk smack all they want about what they think Diablo should or shouldn't be, but I think it's great. And that beta has got me stoked. I can't wait for March.
It's
awesome. Yeah. Nothing wrong with Diablo, everyone. Remember that.
People talk so much trash about that game because of like two things, basically.
Yeah, they still sell like crazy and no one cares. And they've done so many improvements and all your blessed auction house is going away. And there's so many reasons to get back in. And it's not that far, dude. 2 months and we're playing the expansion. So get on the stick, everybody. All right. Well, there you go. We'll have that linked in the show notes. You can check that out. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is it. We celebrated with Dill's weird firecracker show.
There you go.
And we're going to be on our way out. Terpster, thanks for hanging out and showing up. I know that you had a lot going on today. So, anytime. Anything going on for you? I know that you've got a million projects, but they're all...
Nothing really.
Not really.
I was on Current Geek last week, and that was good fun.
Yeah.
Is that on every Friday?
It's on every Friday. Another one today at 4 o'clock.
Who have we got on today?
We got Brian Ibbett and Patrick Beja. You might be familiar with the Frenchie.
So, it was better last week, but... probably check it out anyway.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun and people really liked it. And it's the single most downloaded show in its first week in the history of the network, which made me very happy. Some people have attributed that to Veronica.
How about a booby?
Because she said that, or to you. Either way, we're thrilled with those numbers.
And I said, how about a booby as well? So we don't know whose how about a booby it was, but it might have been mine. Might have been Veronica's. We don't know.
Yeah. You know what I say about your boobies?
And smoother.
They're smoother. All right. Well, anyway, follow him on Twitter, the_T. Terpster's a real hoot on there, and he's always got something funny to say.
Occasionally.
Dills, what are you up to? Angry Chicken, what else? What else is going on?
Angry Chicken, but we're also doing an Angry Chicken Invitational Tournament.
Oh.
We've already invited the players. These are four really good Hearthstone players.
Mm. Okay.
So we didn't just invite...
Like, that answers why you and I aren't involved.
Well, yeah. we invite... These are all players who... tournament wins. They were legend rank. You know, they're very good. Mm. They've created decks that other people have copied in mass numbers.
Mm.
They're very, very good players.
Okay.
Actually, one of them is like number two on EU and NA, or was at one point.
Wow.
Like number two legend in two different regions. Kind of crazy.
Guy's got a lot going on in his life. When does this start? Can people watch it?
Well, it's already, all the matches have been played. So now we're in the phase of actually editing down, and then me and Garrett are going to cast the thing.
Mm.
The whole thing, it's tough right now with Hearthstone because there's no spectator client. So you have to actually get both players to record their sides and then edit things together to make it actually look kind of right.
I think they've got to do that, though, don't you?
Yeah. It's making it really tough on people who are trying to do stuff like this, which is unfortunate.
I mean, StarCraft's got that third thing you can do.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so easy in games like Dota and League of Legends to cast these things because you just watch.
Yeah.
And there's a whole thing. These are stats you could pull up on the screen whenever you want. There's all this stuff going on.
I'm sure that's coming.
Hearthstone has none of it right now. Yeah. So
we're still beta. You watch, though.
Yeah. That's definitely still beta. But there's a lot of people who want to do this stuff, us included. So it's really needs to happen because it's. I'll tell you this from the perspective of someone who's doing it now.
Yeah.
Trying to put something together, the fact that there's no client makes it really complicated. Mm. And it's kind of annoying, but it's fine. We're doing it. We're going for it. And should be available sometime this month. We don't know exactly when. It depends on how long things take to shake out and get it all done. But it'll be pre-recorded. It'll be on twitch.tv/amovetv, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll be on YouTube and stuff after that.
Follow Terpstra on Willie Dills on Terpstra. Follow Dills at Willie Dills.
If you guys want to follow Terpstra, that's
where I'm at most of the time.
Really, well, because, you know.
It's a hybrid. And he'll let you know what's going on. In the meantime, if you want to support cool people that we like, MatthewOxley.com is where you'll find the guy that makes our theme. He's working on a Warlords of Draenor theme for us now, and I'm super stoked to hear it. Hopefully in the next few episodes you'll get to hear that. Leave us reviews on iTunes. We love it. Paul Swickert is our intern, and he does amazing work over at theinstance.net. That's where you can find all the links to our show notes and everything else that we do, including today's episode, which shows up just a little bit after the show goes up on the feed. Don't forget, you can get our mug at the Frog Pants store, frogpants.com/store. There's also a link on the Instance page. And you can get the Instance mug now for your drinking pleasure. And there are two on their way to you guys as well, so watch for those.
Whoa.
Oh, hey. I only need one, Scott.
Well, one each of you. I didn't get mine yet either, but supposedly these
out.
Are.
I've been drinking out of this dumb 89.3, the current mug, Minnesota Public Radio.
You don't want that,
dude. No, I want an Instance mug.
You don't want
drinking
that.
Out of these silly Pepsi Max cans.
Right.
You know, I wanted to cant that into a lovely mug.
Of course you
did.
Let
it get some air.
Why wouldn't
That'd be
you?
Nice.
For all everything else, go to frogpants.com. And follow me on Twitter as well. I'm at Scott Johnson. And we'll see you guys next week for a brand new episode of The Instance.
Dalaran Doyen deems druids distasteful. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. Lady Jaina Proudmoore has long been one of the Alliance's most beloved leaders, known for her kind and nurturing personality. But the obliteration of Theramore has had a profound impact on her nature, which many have noted has turned dark and vengeful. This unfortunate transformation was on display 2 weeks ago when Jaina was interviewed by the magazine Dalaran Quarterly. The DQ reporter asked her what she saw as the greatest threats to the Alliance, and she took the opportunity to rail against those Night Elves that, quote, practiced the druidic lifestyle, unquote, saying that they were not followers of the Light. She went on to suggest that their association with their Tauren druid counterparts put their loyalty to the Alliance in question. Proudmoore's comments have raised a firestorm of controversy since then. The druids promptly revoked the Kirin Tor's invitation to the upcoming lunar festival ceremonies in Moonglade and encouraged their supporters to boycott all goods from Dalaran. This has infuriated many members of the Church of the Holy Light, who see it as an attempt to punish Proudmoore for speaking out about her religious beliefs. When asked to comment, King Varian responded, quote, "Lady Jaina has a right to speak, but so do those who know that druids are valued and loyal citizens of the Alliance. Freedom of speech does not equal freedom from criticism," unquote. Many were left dissatisfied by his answer, feeling he ducked the question. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
I find your lack of Buxley disturbing. Welcome to Buxley's Journal. I'm here in Northrend to interview the elusive time-lost Protodrake. Because it's so difficult to find, I've asked the help of a couple of engineers to build a device I have right here. All I have to do is press this button and we'll summon the beast. Here we go. There it is! Oh, can I ask you a few interview questions?
Sure. You better ask quick, though, because there are a lot of people still looking to find me.
So, what's it like to be one of the rarest mounts in Azeroth?
Well, it makes a guy really nervous. I was talking about this with Baron Rivendare's Death Charger, and
Guys, look! It's a timeless Protodrake!
Oh, I was right in the middle of an interview. Okay, let's start again. Sorry about that, I didn't realize.
Oh, don't worry, it happens a lot. Anyway, I was talking to the Death Charger, and he... Oh, no, not again.
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, let's start over again. I really have to apologize about this. Okay, that's how it's going to be, huh? Okay. Now, really quick. Okay. Okay, that's it. I'm done. Maybe another time. If you'd like to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Reputation Boost, helping you gain that all-important reputation in the World of Warcraft. This week, we finish out a two-part Cenarion series, this week with the Cenarion Circle. The Cenarion Circle was one of the reputations who had their faction reputation boosted with patch 2.2.0. making it significantly easier to reach exalted status with them. There are assorted quests with this faction scattered all across Azeroth, but to reach exalted, there are actually a couple of routes you can go with this faction. The fastest, especially if you're a high-level player, is to kill Twilight Hammer cultists in Silithus and get their encrypted text, which you can then turn in as a repeatable quest 10 at a time. I have seen quite a few people say they reached exalted status this way, and some even a matter of a handful of hours or even less. Alternatively, you can grind reputation by clearing the Encourage raids each week. Though this will take a while to get to exalted status, you can also increase your reputation with the Brood of Nazdormu at the same time if you do this. If you're following along from last week, reaching exalted status with this faction and the Cenarion Expedition will complete the achievement Guardian of Cenarius, also granting you that title. Join us next week for another tip, and as always, for a detailed explanation, follow us at repboost.blogspot.com. If you have a faction you would like to have highlighted, let us know. This is Frosty. Hope you had a great Christmas, and may the light be with you.
Oh, Ludra the Mage here.
And I'm Ben the Mage. So, you planning on moving closer anytime soon?
Nope. I want to remain your friend.
But, little Ragnaros and I are going to make you food.
Wow. Fire Lord cuisine. How do you even trust that stuff?
Simple. Each little Ragnaros comes with an oven timer.
What? What are you eating?
I think it might be broken, though. Everything seems to come out raw. Like I'm taking it out... See? Roast isn't even done yet.
Oh my god, Ben. If you want to hear the latest news, how I'm always right, boss battles, and some great reader mail, and just kind of ignore all this, listen to episode 37, Preheat Your Fire Lord.
Maybe that's the problem? He's not preheated?
I hear it takes 1,000 years and a lot of crazy cult people to preheat a Fire Lord.
Oh man, I'm hungry now. Oh, wait, Pierre, he's an oven.
You have to preheat him, too.
Dang it.
Epic diapers.
My daughter is now 8 years old, and although she's been exposed to a little bit of World of Warcraft, I'm now allowing her to dive in deep. She has a level 8 Pandaren Hunter, but wanted to start a Blood Elf Mage to mix it up. Now, Earthen Ring is full of my character, so I put her on another server. But as she was picking her Blood Elf hair color and earrings, it struck me that Blizzard now allows cross-realm mail for account-bound items. We shrieked in joy when I told her that I could give her very powerful gear and that she wouldn't need to replace it until level 80 or 85. I then sent her all of the cloth heirloom items, two trinkets, and a staff. Even as a true noob, she was one-shotting trees, undead, and the lion cubs near Falcon Wing Square. She also has a 55% boost to her leveling experience. So, if you have a kid's alt, or an alt of your own on another realm, don't forget to send across those heirlooms. But sorry, you can't send gold. Hey, my wife and I have been hosting a parenting podcast called Kids Are Hard for about 3 years now, and after a short hiatus for the last few months, we're back with a new episode, and we'll have new ones every 2 weeks or so. So, if you're a parent, or you want good birth control if you're not, head on over to kidsarehard.com to find our podcasts and show notes, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Kids Are Hard. You can also follow me at Epic Diapers and EpicDiapers.com.
And remember, it's hard to balance the pew-pew with the poo-poo.
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrass. I'm your host, Yifeng G4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft.
This week's achievement is Zooligan. The goal here is to kill 10 Zandarali War Scouts and 5 Zandarali War Bringers. We may know these Zandarellis for the mount that they may or may not drop, and we've probably been farming them for quite some time. But did you know that if you kill 10 War Scouts and 5 Warbringers, you're going to get an achievement? I didn't know that, so let's talk about it. I mean, there's not much to talk about. You got to kill 10 Warbringers and 5 Scouts. Make that 10 War Scouts and 5 Warbringers. Man, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? The Warbringer's got 21 million health. You may want to bring some friends. A War Scout, 6 million health. You may not want to bring some friends. Head over to Slashgrass.com. I'm going to have a little coordination so you can put into your TomTom or write on a piece of paper, and you can make your farming route, you know? And 15 to 60 minutes is the spawn time when they come back after you destroy them. And remember, you got to do this a total of 15 kills. So bring some friends and get flying around. And if you do this achievement correctly, you will get the achievement Zooligan.
Zooligan.
And 10 points.
Be sure to visit Slashgrats.com for notes and archives, Twitter at Slashgrats, or me at EFinkG4. We're on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
The winter season is upon us. It is time to shake your merrymaker.
Hey everybody, it's Amy Jane, and I personally want to wish all of you a happy holiday season and a Merry New Year to you and your families. Wintervale, Wintervale, Wintervale's today. Oh, what fun it is to grind and kill everything in your way. Wintervale, Wintervale, Wintervale's today. Oh, what fun it is to wear an ugly sweater, I'd say. PvPing out in the snow with a little helper from my friends. Bros before ho-ho-hos. Fa-la-la-la, ogre-lop. Simply abominable. Working on a frosty shake. Then you turn into a snowman and go dancing in Dalaran. Oh! Wintervale, Wintervale, Wintervale's today. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a reindeer mount for play. Wintervale, Wintervale, Wintervale's today. Let's go kill the Grinch again, and maybe Pet will drop my way. Okay, let me see. I made the gingerbread, the eggnog, and the cider. I smacked Bay in the face for the Scrooge achievement, and I did let it snow, which, let's be honest, that should be called painful, because it was. Yep, I just ate on Metzen, and I'll be done. All right, Huckrath, let's wrap this up for a big finish. Let's go.
As you wish.
Now I've got it done. The achievement's no longer gray. I'm one step closer now to a violet proto-drake. He knows if you've been naughty, Great Father Winter's here. And it's time to open presents underneath the tree this year. Oh, Wintervale, Wintervale, Wintervale's today. It's time to show off my new title, and I'll do it without delay. Wintervale, Wintervale, Wintervale's today. Oh, what fun it is to have Merrymaker on display.
That's right. Yeah, Merrymaker.
And happy Wintervale to all, and to all a good night.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Mulgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, do recent security threats mean I should be worried about my curse client? Because we cannot really ever trust the Alliance, and for that matter, they cannot really trust us, security is something you should always bear in mind as you roam about Azeroth. After all, it can be a bit inconvenient to stand all morning in line at the auction hall only to have some fancy pants 90 human paladin put his sword through your auctioneer. You can bet it is enough to make you want to curse. However, any orc who considers herself a lady should curse daintily and with class. I mean, do not burp while you are cursing. As for clients, I'm not too sure about that. Clients sound like something a goblin lawyer would farm. Whew. I am Miss Mulgra, and that is my advice. Akamagosh. Follow at Miss Mulgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.